This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And here we go. It is Tom Chenault and his Network Marketing Leadership Show. And what a day, Adrian. What's it like, man?
This is unbelievable. I'm so happy.
Adrian's been talking about Rita Davenport for like 2 weeks because he loves her so much. And I was just flabbergasted that he had such a listening of her. And he saw her. He thinks she is like this anchor in the profession. And so exciting to have her on the show, right?
Very, very exciting. Welcome to the show, Rita.
Thank you so much, guys. I hope I don't look bad. If I do, see, I have this made up. And this is going to take me a lot of time with makeup, and I don't have to glue the eyelashes on. And I just sort of, you know, what do you think, guys? Should I keep this look?
I think it's the best thing I've ever seen, and I think you're a genius.
Ask me any question you want. You imagine how much time. See, I teach time management, so this is the way I save time. And so I can put a mask on over this, and here you go.
You look. Do you know who Doris Wood is?
I know that name. Who's Doris Wood?
She's 92 this week. She's been in network marketing for over 60 years. She heard you were going to be on and asked if she could be on the air, too. And we said yes.
Aww.
Reserve these memories. So you are touching people's souls, and I just wanted you to know that.
That feels so good. Thank you so much. Yeah. Thank you. That makes my day.
Well, it's a fact. She's good. And so, what's going on? Where have you been? You're just living your life like a rock star, and talk to us about what you've been doing during COVID and how it's affected you, and do you love it? Has it been hard? What's going on?
Well, I've picked up my former career, and I'm back to exotic dancing now. So why are you laughing? Why are both of y'all laughing? That was supposed to be serious content for this presentation. Was you want to see me? In fact, it's kind of hard to keep these clothes on because I'm used to, you know.
You are fantastic. That is.
You know, if you're ever in an accident, all of you women listening right now, if you're ever in an accident, you're laying down on the floor, and the paramedics ask you what's your occupation. This happened to me about 3 years ago. I'm laying there with a broken arm. I tripped on a step, and I said, I'm an exotic dancer. I want you to know that within 4 minutes, 18 more paramedics rushed into the furniture store to see the exotic dancer that was laying on the floor. And then on the way to the hospital, the kind of older paramedic said, ma'am, you don't have to answer this, but where do you dance? You can't see any better than that. I mean, you know, really. And he wanted to give me morphine. Thank God I didn't take it. He couldn't have shot morphine in me if he couldn't see better than that. So anytime you're in an accident, say, I'm an exotic dancer, and you're going to get such treatment you can't believe.
Yep. I'm going to have to get my old Chippendales card out.
There.
That's exciting, Rita. And
so what I'm doing, I'm working on a new book, and I'm also doing a cookbook. I just found out I did a book 30-something years ago, and right now it's called Sourdough Cookery. I found out night before last, accidentally, that book is selling for $119. On Amazon.
Why?
Because sourdough is hot. And I used to go all over the world teaching sourdough cooking. I even named my sourdough Sarah after Sarah in the Bible because she was fertile. She was 99. And I wanted my sourdough to be fertile. So I kept it. I named it Sarah. But I was on the Today Show, Good Morning America. I put it one time in the airplane when you could take things on the plane overhead. And it started growing. And the sourdough started just coming down the wall of the airplane. It started expanding.
That's
a tip.
Adrian, that's a legendary story right there. That's pretty awesome.
Yeah.
Well, two books, man. That's very, very cool. And network marketing, are you seeing it just exploding around you? I mean, you are one of the pioneers of the profession. What does that look like to you these days?
Well, it's not surprising. It's exactly what I told people. I said that. First of all, I did a speech a few years ago called Prepare for Impact. And I got the idea from Captain Sully Sullenberg when he landed on the Hudson by 1549. He told all of his passengers and crew to brace for impact. Well, I developed a speech, it would have been maybe 8 years ago, called Prepare for Impact. And this, as bad as it is, We all need to know with every adversity come there, and Adrian, there's a gift, and look for the gift. And there's so much that I have made, try to, you know, make lemonade out of lemons on this situation, because it is, it's a very challenging time. But I keep saying, you know, find something good. Find something. Napoleon Hill said, you know, with every adversity there's equal or greater gift, and let's keep looking for the gift. So being with you right now is a gift for me, so I'm very grateful.
So I am in a position right now where I believe COVID has been the best thing that ever happened in my life. My Alcoholics Anonymous meetings that I used to come to on a sporadic basis and try to help drunks all over the world, I couldn't get them to go to meetings. Now I can have them meet me on Zoom right yeah. there where they are. That's been life-changing for me. Every morning I do like, every day I do like 6-7 Zooms. I'm talking to more people more authentically on Zooms than I ever did anywhere else because people are actually paying attention. Do you find that to be the case?
Well, first of all, the technology is challenging for somebody like me that is kind of tech-tardy when it comes to doing all of this. I mean, I'm scrambling. And I said what's happening on Facebook, it can be, Tom, I'll be honest with you, it can be wastebook if you're not careful. But I did a quote that got 620 hits on it that says, may your life someday be as perfect as you pretend on Facebook. Cool. So a lot of this is that nobody's really seeing, you know, there's a real connection. You know, I talk this industry. I talk to have a heart-to-heart, belly-to-belly business. And so with the technology, we all have to change the way we did it. And I do feel that as far as the live programs, you know, those of us who are speakers have had programs that have 40,000 people in the audience, actually. But it's never going to be the same, Tom, because we all realize how easy this is now to motivate, train, inspire, and follow up by clicking a few buttons and not having to get on an airplane, go into a hotel, you know, da 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 da. You can, and so I say exactly what you're saying. We are more connected now than other times. I make myself call at least 3 people every single day that I haven't talked to. Some, it was, you know, in high school, I hadn't talked to them. And it is amazing what you learn. I called a guy that I did a speech for when he was running for president of the student body in my high school, and he became the president of the largest oil company in America. And I called to tell him, do you remember when I gave that speech and you got elected? I would have never talked to him if we weren't in shutdown. It's so just like you. It's just amazing what I'm getting out of this. And I keep saying, keep finding something good about this because it's got to be something good because, you know, look for it.
Well, I'm so much more time efficient, too. And yeah. I'm doing exactly the same thing. I had 4 guys from grade school come down to my house for lunch and they didn't have any idea. They thought they were going to get a multi-level marketing presentation or something. Come to lunch and hear about their lives. But it was so rich and it was so beautiful. I finally have time for what's important in my life. And in yours and my lingos, that's our Rolodex. We're finally able to go back in and nurture those relationships we've forgotten about, right?
And it just shocks people. I called Dr. Kevin Lehman the other day. He wrote the Birth Order books, and he's been on my show. And I'm amazed at the people that I call that never dreamed. And if I have their contact information, like you said, I just go through it and say, okay, who am I going to call now? Tom Barrett, called him the other day. I don't know if you've interviewed him. He'd be a great interview for you, by the way. And it's just like you're saying, I'm really hyper about all this. I'm trying to, you know, make sure other people get the message that we're giving right now.
I learned something. This came into my subconscious, and I'm going to do a Facebook Live on it later today. Because I'm more connected than I've ever been in my life, and I'm a very connected guy.
Yes.
I was thinking about more connected people. And it finally dawned on me that those people are not more connected than me. They've got maybe more people that are connections, but they're not connected. They don't have rich relationships where if I call Rita Davenport on the phone, the first thing I'm going to do is bring up Tina Beer's name. I'm going to look for deep relatedness in 2 seconds because we are connected, like authentically, not just by the fact that we've got our names in the Rolodex and we recognize each other's name. Speak to being authentic and real with people, will you please? Because it's so important.
Well, first of all, people accuse me of opening my kimono a lot because I am very transparent. I mean, what you see is what you get. And not much phony going on here. But I think being connected to people, it's very important that you're careful who you connect with, first of all, because one pessimist can pull 10 optimists down easier than 10 optimists can pull one pessimist up. And there have been people in my life, and I'll be honest, that I've had to bless and release because they would drag you down. You know, they don't have that optimism gift, and it is a gift. But I think that being connected right now, there's just 6 degrees of separation among all of us. You meet the same people going down, you meet going up. People say, why are you so nice to that heifer? You know what she said or done? And I'm saying, you know what? Hurt people, and I'm a very forgiving person, and I have my number one mental adjustment for prosperity has always been gratitude. And I learn from people like that what not to do. But I think that it right now, being connected, people are grieving and lonely and hungry to know that that they're appreciated. That William James, the father of psychology, was on his deathbed. He was writing his very last book, Man's Search for Meaning in Life. And somebody sent him a ton of azaleas, and he was writing a note. He said to his research assistant, I just realized what everybody wants is appreciation. And it is. You know, I've been known to give the quote that people work harder for praises than they do for raises. And everybody's got an invisible sign on that says, make me feel important. And everybody can do that to somebody you come around. I was waiting for my car at valet parking, and an older man came over, and he was kind of crippled. He was on a walker, and he stood there, and he looked me up and down, and finally he said, lady, I just love the color of your toenail polish. So he had to go all the way down before he found something that he could tell me looked good. And I threw my arms around him. I hugged him. I didn't care if it's COVID, no matter what. I was going to give him a hug because he found something good to say about me. And it's just such a lesson for all of us to even be able to make it up, which he probably had to, by not like that predicted color. But anyway, it's just that has been, you know, Tom, I was in high school and college. I was in some beauty contests. I never won anything, which meant, you know, you had no talent, you weren't that good looking, you were fat chesty, but you were nicer than heck. Because I won Miss Congeniality and 3 beauty contests. Never won a beauty contest. But I got something out of being nice to people, and it just makes you get more out of it than they do. I'll say that. What was the question?
So completely a break, but talk about that a little bit.
You have such a disarming way about you, first of all. I just love it. But it is so true. That there's such a huge amount of value in making people feel important and learning how to do it authentically. You know, you get so much out of what you give to, you know, it's just, it all comes around so quickly. It's such a beautiful thing. So we're going to take a quick break on the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We are on the Genesis Communication Network. And thank you, Ted Anderson. We love you. And we will be back right after this.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow. I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. Just put it on your finger and go.
Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. I'm turning 40. I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
At 58 years of age, I noticed a dramatic energy decline. After a 5-day work week, I had to use one of my days off to rest and recover. I also had cut my gym visits down from 3 times a week to once a week. Since I began using Green Meadow Whey, my energy level has greatly improved. I no longer have to take a day to recover. I have increased my gym visits back to 3 times a week. I'm actually more active and feeling better now than I have in the last 5 years. It's so nice to wake up in the morning feeling good and ready to go. Before trying Green Meadow Whey, I must have tried every whey protein product on the market, and every one of them caused me bloating, gas, and constipation. I've had no such issues with Green Meadow Whey. In fact, I'm sleeping better, my vision has improved, and surprisingly, My emotional and mental state has also improved. I love what Green Meadow Whey has done for me.
Green Meadow Whey comes from milk derived from grass-pastured cows. To order, call 888-988-3325 or visit greenmeadowwhey.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often, the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, and the great Rita Davenport. I have three different text messages taking major exception to the fact that you were Miss Congeniality in the beauty contest. They said you also won, and two of the three want you to tell the real story behind that song with Dolly Parton.
Well, in high school, actually, from the fourth grade, I had a boyfriend by the name of Carl Dean. And Carl Dean's daddy was my Sunday school teacher. And Carl Dean was actually voted wittiest in our senior class, so we had a lot in common. And we dated, and Carl Dean, one time I came home, and he and my mom were sitting down on the porch smoking. Carl Dean smoked. I didn't smoke. If you don't smoke, it's like kissing an ashtray when you kiss somebody that smokes. I mean, I just have to tell you. Anyway, I tried to get Carl Dean, but by the way, I loved him. But anyway, he gave my mom a $2 bill, and he said, "I never want you to be broke." And much later, my mother, when she passed away, I buried her with the $2 bill that Carl Dean gave her, because Carl Dean went on to marry Dolly Parton. And so when Dolly Parton came on my TV show, when I did local TV show here, her agent called, said, "You're very kind. Would you like to have Dolly Parton on your show?" And I said, "Oh, let me think about it. Oh, yeah, okay, I'd like to have her on the show." So when she came on to perform, y'all, and she grabbed the guitar, and I said to her, "Dolly, I never understood why a guitar was cut out till I saw you grab that one." I said, now I know why they're cut out. I mean, why would they have to be cut out? She said, "Well, you just say anything, don't you?" And I said, "Well, pretty much." And I said, "Are those breasts real? I mean, really? I mean, because I just wondered if she ever rolled over in the night, how she'd get back up. I mean, you know, how you get yourself pulled back around." Anyway, she said, "Well, if they were, I'd make them this way, too." So she invited me to come when she performed here about 4 years ago. I took my daughter-in-law. My husband had something to do. And she invited me to come backstage. The agent came out, and she called all the crew. "Everybody, come over here. Come over here. Y'all have always wondered." You know, because she's written over 3,000 songs. And every song she writes is something about her in the song. She said, "Y'all have always wondered who the real Jolene is." And I was the only girl he had ever dated before they met and got married. And they got married a year after I got married. My husband, who I've been married to now since a long time. Anyway, she said, the real Jolene is right here. It's Rita Davenport. Well, they all start sharing. And my daughter-in-law, is her fingers smoking, texting her friends, my mother-in-law is Jolene. You know, and I thought, well, that's really nice because my name's not Jolene, but every day she got the name from a little girl she met at an event one time. So I got 2,000 people in the auditorium, and I have front row seats. She got me front row seats. And she's a real deal, y'all. What you see is what you get with Dolly. She really, well, I mean, she's a real deal, but she's, what you know, very authentic. Anyway, she said, okay, audience in Phoenix, you've always wondered who the real Jolene is. Well, she happens to be in this audience, and she had me stand up in front of 2,000 people. I'm the real Jolene. So I'm telling you, it's rebooted my career. I may change my name to Jolene Davenport. I've been thinking about that, too, get everybody to understand. But if you had known Carl, he was, I've got so many little gifts that he gave me, char bracelet. One time he sent me a postcard, but he was visiting in Florida. I said, Carl Dean, I didn't get it. And he said, I said, what address did you use? He said, I just wrote your name on it. I said, I'm not that famous in Nashville that I'm going to get a card just because I have the name on it. But it was just amazing for her to announce that. So I don't know where this is going to lead because she just did another TV on, you've seen it on Netflix, and she's rocking it. She's just, I mean, way to go, Dolly. Way to go.
Both of you are timeless and ageless, and that is so cool. So I can't remember if it was Mark or Crystal, but it told us that story, which just blew my mind. But my mind's even more blown that you didn't even, that only happened a few years ago. And
oh, yeah. Yeah. I didn't know until she announced it to an audience. I did know that I had dated Carl, and he was wonderful. As I said, his daddy was my Sunday school teacher. You know, we go back a long way. And but anyway, the smoking kind of broke us up. I'm going to be honest with you. But God, never mind. I'm not saying anybody else smokes, but some people do smoke. But back then, people didn't know how dangerous. Now they know that smoking causes you not to be able to hear or see. That's the only reason that smokers have not seen or heard the Surgeon General's report that's been out now since about 1939. So they obviously can't hear and see.
So you're probably wondering what this has got to do with the Network Marketing Leadership Show. And I am going to tell you, it's got everything to do with it. Because all this business is telling stories, relatedness, being all heart and no brain. And I'm not saying that about you, but you're a brilliant woman, but you absolutely let your love shine through more than anything that's going to separate you from anybody. And all of you listening out there, and I'm looking at all the comments, and I love you. And I am going to tell you, her secret sauce is that unbelievable heart. She just loves people to the point she started as a distributor, ended up president of the network marketing, a giant network marketing company. This woman is the real deal. We're coming back right after this. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
I voted for a guy named Trump.
President Trump's comments after casting his ballot in Florida this morning. The president hitting the campaign trail hard this Saturday, campaigning in North Carolina, Ohio, and Wisconsin. While in North Carolina, the president says,
get your governor to open up your state, please. This guy should be defeated. I think they're going to be voting for Dan, your lieutenant governor. So you got to get your governor to open your state.
The two largest wildfires in Colorado history continue to rage northwest of Denver. The Cameron Peak Fire is the largest in Colorado history, having burned about 320 square miles. The East Troublesome Fire is the second biggest at 265 square miles. Thousands of residents have been evacuated from the sparsely populated area. This is USA Radio News. The Senate holding a rare weekend session as debate begins on the nomination of Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Senate Republican leaders aim to have a confirmation vote on Monday. Barrett's confirmation would create a 6-3 conservative majority. A state Supreme Court makes a decision regarding signatures on ballots.
The Pennsylvania Supreme Court ruled that mail-in or absentee ballots can't be rejected on the basis of a signature comparison. The unanimous ruling dropped on Friday. Jody Gill is relieved that her father's vote will count. She tells KDKA-TV that her father suffered a stroke and that his handwriting has not been the same since.
He had the beautiful handwriting in the world, and it doesn't look like it anymore. He has a hard time holding a writing utensil. He has a hard time writing. And I know he certainly is not the only one in that position.
So far in the Keystone State, there has been 1.5 million ballots cast. For USA Radio News, I'm Kenneth Burns.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
We're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. We have got the one and only Rita Davenport and Tina Beer. I just saw you're out there. That's exciting news.
Oh, yay.
It's just really, really cool seeing all the people from all over the world that love this woman, Rita Davenport. And if you've got a chance, get to her website. She is a rock star. It's probably RitaDavenport.com. So somebody put that.
Rita Davenport. Cox. Oh, no, that's my email.
RitaDavenport.com. Yeah, so we're going
to www.readerdownboard.com.
Woman is unbelievable. And everybody out there needs to understand that that exuberance that she has right now is something that set her apart from the crowd. It was nothing else. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's got all that stuff going on. Look at that. But the fact of the matter is, it's that fire in her eye. And you guys sense it. Every one of us do. But every one of us can call that out. And she talked about something interesting called follow-up.
Yeah.
Did you key on that?
Yeah.
Ask her about that.
Yeah. We were talking during the break. You said that in network marketing, the three things you got to do are lead, follow, and follow-up.
Oh, sell, sponsor, and follow-up. Sell, sponsor, and follow-up is what I meant to say.
All right.
I meant to say. And they'll sponsor follow-up.
That is it. And so why is follow-up so important?
Well, it's the most important part. Most people quit after the first no, by the way. And I love what Tom said about unbelievable. Anytime anybody asks you how your business is doing, you always say, unbelievable. It could be unbelievably good, or it could be in a tank right now. But you always say unbelievable because people want to associate with people that are optimistic and, you know, excited about you. Got most people get so beat up with the first no. That's it. I mean, there's statistics. Hardly anybody gets past nine. I'd get a no. Somebody tell me no. I'd say, oh, thank you so much. I didn't want you to join my business because you would drag the reputation down of my business. This was just a practice. I was just being sorry for you. I was just going to offer you the business because you were so pitiful. But thank you for saying no. Then I'm going and talk to somebody that really can use this, that needs it. And that's exactly the way I felt that. I did not. If somebody said no, that made me more determined. My next door neighbor at Heifer never did sign up under me. She signed up under somebody else. And I said, how did you do that? We carpooled together. She said, well, you didn't need it because you, I said, you're right. I am so glad you helped somebody else that I didn't need this. But I think the follow up is always circling back and being still, because most people think this is just, you know, what's she doing this for? She didn't have to do this. Yes, I did. I was driven to do this because it makes a difference, not just a living. I can make a living. I mean, I've been working since I was 12 years old. I know how to make a living. But this is making a difference. Do you know how good it feels to see the lives change because of this business for people that didn't have a rat's chance before they got into this? Now they own their own business. They don't have to have the overhead. They don't have to have all the risk and everything. And they can, you know, sell, sponsor, and follow up. One, two, three. That's all you have to do. And the follow up is the most important part of this business because most people don't do it. They're lazy. You know, get your ask in gear, as our friends Mark Victor Hansen and I just talked about. If they, you know, I'll take anything, any personality fault, whatever, but lazy, I can't take that one. Because how dare you, how do you sleep at night knowing that people can benefit from this business and have a life, a quality life? Life is a choice. And you're where you are today because of your choices. And you've got to get your ask in gear and everybody. I mean, I got stopped with a traffic ticket one time, and I was asking the cop about him and his wife joining my business. I mean, you can't make stuff up like this, folks. I'm sorry, I'm talking too much.
Automobile mechanic? Wasn't your dad a car mechanic?
My daddy was a mechanic, yeah. And the story, I don't know what you probably heard this, but my daddy would stop and help everybody with car trouble. And I said, Daddy, we're going to be late. Do you have to stop and help everybody in the free world that's got a car problem? And he'd say, yes, little lady, I do. Because someday you might be out on a highway and somebody's going to stop and help you. And you know what? I've been out on a highway before and had car trouble. And the people that my daddy stopped to help were nowhere around. There wasn't, but somebody else always would stop. And I would say, thank you, Daddy. Thank you, Daddy. Truly, what goes around comes around. Best example ever that he taught me to do for people before you need it. And then when you need it, it'll come back to you in some way, in some way.
ContactMapping.com, other than...
Unbelievable. I mean, it's so true. And I think sometimes we have to, you know, I love that you got fiery about that because sometimes we do. We need, you need to understand that you playing it small is not just robbing yourself, it's robbing the universe of what you should have been bringing to the table. And whatever pity party story that you're telling yourself about why you can't get there and why you can't do it and all this stuff is just a total hoax that is bigger than just you, and so you got to stop phoning it in like that, right?
Yeah, and I'm struck by it. I wasn't really listening to you. Because I'm stuck in a thought about the legacy of her, of a Ron Henley, of a Larry and Taylor Thompson, of a Mark Victor Hansen, and all you young pups are coming up through this business, and I just love the fact that somebody is out there like Rita, with a message of integrity, communication, follow-up, love, that enthusiasm, and grab it. Now, you know, this is not an entitled business. This is a hard-earned business that's worth it. Right, Rita?
You know what? I don't know anything you cover, but you just said the word love. You know, I get teased because every communication I sign it, love you. I was getting booked for a speech for a company, Greyhound. Heard that name before a long time ago. And I hung up talking to the owner of the company and I said, love you. He called me back. He said, nobody's ever said that to me. So I do that when I'm talking to anybody, love you. And this is a business that, you know, the more you put into it, but it is all about love. Love of the product, love of the people, love of the opportunity. But if you took everything away from this industry, if you said, we're going to take away the recognition, we're going to take away the travel, we're going to take away the cars, we're going to take away all this, the one thing that you're going to get most out of this business is the social interaction. You're building an amazing family that you choose. And remember I said earlier, life is a choice. And it is remarkable what kind of enrichment this opportunity gives you for your life. I don't even know how people cannot join it when they see the absolute opportunity of the social interaction and the love, because this business works if you do. And that's just the way it is. And it is a numbers game. You were saying something a while ago about, you know, bottom line for it, it's a numbers game. And the one that wins simply talks to the most people. Every time you open your mouth, money goes in or out by what you say. And God gave us 2 ears, you were talking about that, and one mouth. We're supposed to listen. It means ask questions. Listen twice as much as you talk. I interviewed Milton Berle, the famous actor, one time, and he said, you're the best interviewer I've ever heard. And I said, I've never been interviewed by somebody as good as you. And I said, my God, but why are you saying that? And he said, because you listen. You actually listen as I'm answering a question. You're not just jumping on to the next one. And I would listen to people and find out what do they need that I can provide an answer for. And unless you listen to them, you don't know what they want or need or what's going to be attractive to them. So listen more than you talk, which is hard for
me for not listening to you a minute ago. So here's the deal. And Mark Victor Hansen, the first time I ever interviewed him, I interviewed him with Art Linkletter.
Mm-hmm.
Remember him?
I interviewed Art Linkletter, too, and I know about the connection. I had a couple friends that wanted me. Art, my gosh, that goes back 100 years. But, yes, I interviewed Art Linkletter, too.
Yeah, that was a lot of
Mark's connection with him.
Yeah. So all of you out there, there is no reason that you can't be a Rita Davenport.
That's right.
No chance.
Absolutely.
And what I'm so proud of is that you're picking that up. I mean, he was a tightly wound corporate America guy who decided to fire his brain, hire his heart, and enter this space to make a difference, to leave a legacy of communication with human beings, between human beings, because he realized he could make a far bigger difference. Maybe less money, but you sure feel better about your life, don't you?
Completely, completely agree. And you know, one of the other things that you said earlier that really resonated with me is, I can't remember exactly how you put it, but you said, you know, every minnow knows a whale. And the way you move up that chain is that you start contributing back into the lives of others and they start coming back to you for help. And like everything, it all is so completely interconnected.
Yes.
And, you know, what I love is that, you know, you're now that whale and you're not just going and, you know, eating up all the guppies. Instead, you're out there helping and figuring out how to help people to better themselves. And that's what it's all about. And when you look at people like Rita, when you look at people like Mark Victor Hansen, when you look at people like my dad who have done it, who got the hard yards, who didn't go and just trade on whatever reputation they had, but actually went and got their hands dirty, went out there and did it, the ones that you respect the most are the ones who are out there still contributing, still trying to help other people to better themselves. And the way to become like them is to do it before you have that status. And that's the thing that I've learned over and over again, having come out of the corporate world into the network marketing space, into this space of servant leadership, is that, you know, nobody cares that I'm his son at the end of the day. What they care about is, do I care about them? Do I know their story? Can I help them get where they want to go? That's what it's all about.
That's Rita Davenport. That's you.
Well, the main thing that all of you listening that are in the industry need to know, what gets you to a level doesn't keep you there. You've got to be constantly growing your business. So every day is an opportunity not only to make a difference, but to live your life with the example of following up and, you know, selling and sponsoring and following up. But you've got to be always growing. A friend of my husband, he was a doctor with my husband, and he was owner of a big company, and he said, I think since Rita's gotten this network marketing thing, she needs counseling. That's all she talks about. But everybody I saw needed the business. They either needed the product, they needed the social interaction, or they needed the income, and they needed the opportunity. It's unlimited. So how could I, if I care about you, for God's sakes, I'm going to tell you about this industry because I don't know anything better. If I knew something better, I'd tell you that too. But I don't know anything better. And why are you stopped? Because you're scared. You got to have the courage I talk about. And yep, mark those people off next. Learn the four-letter word next in this industry. Who do I talk to next?
And every problem that you've got in your life can be solved. If it's your websites, if your company, whatever it is in your life, just talk to more people. The more people that you talk to, it's going to solve every problem because you're not going to have time to trip over the mouse turds anymore. You are going to be stepping up to the plate. That's the story every day. I mean, I wake up every day in his app with 35 follow-ups of people I've got to touch. And then I go try to find two or three more new ones every day that I can add to that rotation because I am given to making a difference on the planet, just like Rita. We're going to come back right after this. This is Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Teddy Anderson. It's Adrian Chenault, Tom Chenault, Rita Davenport. We'll be right back.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at ImmuneSupportNow.com. That's ImmuneSupportNow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
We're back. Final segment, Network Marketing Leadership Show with the one and only Rita Davenport. And I am telling you one thing right now. I can't think of a more fun show or person or somebody that we more look forward to than this woman. Because what she's done is a servant leader for the profession. And I have seen her at GoPro. I've seen her at the ANMP. I've seen her at company events. Every time she speaks, the world listens because she's all heart and she is relatable. And everybody in that audience says, I can do that. And I want you to think about that a little bit, because what is stopping you? There can't be one thing, because look at Rita. Put together, beautiful, got some dough, you guys know all that. But you can tell that it's all her heart that drives things, and it's not changed. She talks to people, she loves them, she listens to them, she documents them, and she follows them up. That's all you do, right?
That's right. And you know, you used the word fear. Tom, you're so good. I get so much good stuff from you. But fear. And fear is paralyzing, and fear represents false evidence appearing real. And when you have that fear, you have to feel good about yourself, you have to overcome the fear that's holding you back. Yeah, I mean, this is a business, as I said at the very beginning, takes courage. But you've got to want to. You've got to be hungry. I looked at this business to save my sister's life. I encouraged her to get into this business. She said, it's good enough for me, and I'll be good enough for you, Heather. So then she sponsored me into the business. And I said, I'll show you, this does work. And she would go, wow, you're right. You've been talking about this stuff for years. But I could apply it hands-on to this business that anybody that wanted it bad enough. You get what's called an illumination. You get an aha. Oh, yeah, I need to call that person. It's an aha moment. But you got to ask, okay, what do I do next, Bob? Tell me who I talk to next. Because you're always, I mean, I interviewed Eddie Bracken, the famous actor. This is my third Zoom call today, so I might have told you this. But I asked him, I said, I get scared sometimes. I'm insecure. And he said, put your fingers right here and feel your pulse. He said, Rita, that's the presence of God within you. You're never doing anything by yourself. So when you make a call, you reach out and say, I'm not by myself. You think I can do this? Are you kidding me? I couldn't do jack. Unless I had that presence within me, then that gives me courage and makes me fearless and makes me never give up and makes me be enthusiastic and excited about what I'm doing. People want to be around people like that.
Okay.
I'm wearing you out. I'm sorry.
It's stuck in my head. You are clearly a senior citizen. All your friends are senior citizens, and they're not relevant anymore. They're sitting in the lazy boat chair, especially the men. They retire. They're playing golf. Their complete relevance is gone. You've never been more relevant than you are right now. People, I mean, all of you people like me are the same thing. I've never been more relevant. I'm 69 years old, and I have never been more on top of my game as a result of this unbelievable profession I'm in, as a result of his company contact mapping, as a result of Alcoholics Anonymous, where I can still make a difference with a 20-year-old drunk. I like being in the game, and that's what this business lets you do, right, Rita, is never have to retire out of it. You can retire into it.
First of all, I've never believed in retirement. It's not in the Bible. I will say that. And Lou Holtz, and, well, I've heard him talk about never. I would never even think about retirement, because if you retire, you expire. But I've also kept friendships with younger people, all different people from all different walks of life. Bear Bryant was the one that I heard him speak one time. And Bear Bryant said, retire, I wouldn't live a week. He lived 10 days after he retired. And this is what's so good about this business. You don't have to retire. I got a call from an 87-year-old. By the way, you said you were 69, I think you said. 69. I've got cookie sheets that old. Anyway, I got a call the other day from a lady that, you know, she's almost 90, and she's still working the business. And I'm going, yes, that's what you want, something that you never have to stop. You can keep helping people. and this is it. This is, I mean, it's just, you get to a point that you've got enough money, you've got enough cars, you've got enough all this stuff. But what you've got to have is this need to make a difference, not just make a living. That's what I love about this. I don't know anything better. I swear, I don't know anything better than this. I love it. I still love it. I loved it the minute I got into it, and I love it even more today because I see the difference it makes. And life is a choice, and it's my choice.
You probably know Harvey McKay, too, right?
Oh, my God, his neighbor. I've been to his home. Oh, my gosh, you should see. I got his picture. You should see in my bathroom. I have a collage. I got the idea from Senator Barry Goldwater. And I have a collage of famous people, Mark Hansen, several people, Tom Hopkins, all the different ones that are in there. And then I have pictures of children and family and celebrities, John Wayne and all the people. Everybody needs a wall like it. You got to see it. And, yes, Harvey McKay is awesome. I just went to his last, Mark Hansen and I both went to his last book signing here in Phoenix.
Yeah.
His last book, yeah.
Man, we know him well. He's a friend of the show, but he's just like you. He's unbelievably busy, in his upper 80s, firing every day. That's how we stay alive, right?
That's exactly. You've got to want to, first of all, you've got to want to have this passion to just say, I just want to spend every day. I ask myself every night before I go to sleep, who did I help today? Who did I help? And the next morning I wake up, I'm just so grateful. Any day above ground is a good day. If you think you're having a bad day, if I'm missing a few, you'll see how good this one is. But I ask, okay, I got to be so blessed. I mean, I look around my house. Y'all was raised within, out inside, come in, we had a bag of number 2 washed up. I was ashamed. My dad drove a 48 Plymouth with no grill on it. I was ashamed. But that feeling, sorry, not sorry for myself, but sorry for my family. And I thought, this is messed up bunch. I got to help them. I got to make something out of myself. And that's what I was able to do. It was all about helping my family. And thank God, if you can see, my sister is in her late 80s. She is number 2 income earner in a network marketing company. And she has round-the-clock care because she fell and broke her neck a few years ago. And what would she do? Because the health care is tremendous if she didn't have this ongoing source of income. When I talk about prepare for impact, who knew then? So that's a living example of how my sister and everybody watching this right now doesn't know, and you've got to be prepared for impact. You've got to do the most you can do right now while you can so that when you need it, it'll be there for you. I love that.
We love you, Rita Davenport. RitaDavenport.com. Go buy some books. Send her a note. Send her money. Send her.
Oh, please buy some CD. Oh, I got all the CD. I was listening to my stuff the other day. Anyway, my God, this stuff is so good. And that's not being humble. I know. I'm sorry about the humble. But, and please, because my husband and my sons, they fill all the orders, and they need something to do. Just
missing. All right, everybody. We'll see
you
all next
time. I love you all. Thank you for having me, guys. You're so wonderful. I love you.
Thank you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Nikki, great product. Have to try it for a few months to see results. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I have noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from carpal tunnel. I will continue to buy the product. 10 Peaks, 5 out of 5 stars. Works as advertised. This formula is very powerful. Be careful to follow directions. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure has stabilized and my lower edema has reduced. Lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. Thank you. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.